broadcast of the Man of Shandy and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everyone. This is season 8, episode 35, episode 350. We did it, Joe.
We did it.
So that's pretty cool.
Crazy.
And we think about, yeah, mm-hmm. a lot. When you think mm-hmm. about like those side episodes that didn't count. The broad topics, like count those towards the total.
Oh, right.
I don't know how many of them we did though. I mean, I have a reading on somewhere, but
somewhere between 6 and 9.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, regulation time. We're at 350. anyway, how's it going? Happy end of March. Last week in March, baby.
Last week in March. Today, I officially joined the 40 Club. I mean, I officially joined the 40 Club on February 24th, but I had my first mammogram today.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
How'd it go?
Yeah.
I remember my mom telling me, like, when I was little, mentioning in passing, you know, that they really smush your boobs. And they really do. And I'm not trying to... Not trying to discourage anyone, because a few moments of discomfort is obviously very important and worth it. But they do really squish them. It was, the machine was crazy how it like moved, like get the side boob. And it's funny because like there's this, the technician who took me through the experience. She was very nice and very funny. And, you know, basically like she's just moving your tits around and like getting them smashed up in the right way and, you know, placing your arms and telling you exactly, you know, just like kind of like moving you around. But like,
yeah,
just like getting those titties in the machine and then
squishing them down.
Getting the best titty bits they can.
Yep. So there you have it. But yeah, officially 40.
My mom has a story how... she got a mammogram at some point and they got a little pinch on the side and it was so painful, but she like couldn't say anything or whatever. I don't know. This is from when I was a kid. So it must've been when she was 40, 41, 43, 45, something like that. But that was her story. She was like, and then they smushed it, but they left a little bit out and it was pinching the whole time.
But they need to make sure that they get all of it. And it's, you know, it's a whole thing where she's really just like getting in there. I have, I will have you know that I have dense breasts, which apparently some 53% of the female population does. I was like, what does that mean?
I think I do too. I believe I was told that. Yeah. I think my gyno told me that once, just when she was doing like the hand check. And now I'm like holding my boobs because you're making me feel like they're gonna hurt.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing? Or
I think it's neither good nor bad. I don't know. She was like, you know, it's like if you're in an airplane and you're, you know, you can see things, but then you go through the clouds and then you can. I was like, okay, yeah, I don't know. I just really don't know. Although, so you can have. I think it was like. Was it fatty that she said? Or
I just thought it was like you got thick tissue or something.
Yes. No, but like the thick boobs as opposed to like fatty or
so just like the sort of
glandular, I don't know.
Molecular composition of the tissue.
Well, and she said that because it's not my whole boobs that are
just part of them
that are dense.
Interesting.
It's more the money shot parts. Cause then she was like, you see up here, because she was like showing me the image. She's like, you see up here, like that's, I can't remember if she said fatty. Somebody who's listening will know this terminology and will tell us. But yeah. Hmm. And I was like, wow, I didn't even know that was a thing. I told my mom and she was like, oh yeah, me too. Like, cool.
Cool.
That makes sense.
That makes total sense.
It does. Again, I don't know if that's good or bad or maybe neutral. Just an observation.
I think it's just an observation. I don't know if I told you guys this, but my OBGYN is no longer in network with my insurance as of January 1st of this year. So they had already, obviously when I went, I generally do all my appointments in the fall because I get all my shots and stuff. And they had said, oh, you know, you don't really have any like warning symptoms or whatever. Like you can wait until next October when you come see us to get your mammogram. And I was like, okay, cool. So now I have until October to figure out what the fuck I'm going to do. Because it's hard. Like, I've been going to the exact same OBGYN since I moved here.
Well, to be fair, I mean, they're not probably the ones that do it.
Right.
Like, you go to...
No, it's like in office.
An imaging. Oh, really?
Oh, they do? Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that's stuff I go through my primary care.
Yeah. No, I could do that and pap smears through my primary, but my OBGYN's always been...
Oh, I could do that through my primary, too. And one time I had a male primary, and he was like, all right. And I was like, oh, no, I don't know what you think is happening here. But
no, thanks.
I have a
gynecologist. Like, let me scrape some labs.
I have a female gynecologist. Nope. But I mean for the actual mammogram.
Yeah.
Because I did that at an imaging
place. Imaging center?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they could theoretically, I guess. They do it in an office unless you're high risk or whatever. But I wonder if I could say, hey, can you send me to a imaging place, even though they do it in office. But I think they do it in office for the ease of the patient, but it might be
That's
easier
really cool
for them.
That you can just do it in the office.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to, I was, trying to see, because my annual gynecology appointment is, in February now. And so I was like, oh, but it's right before my birthday. Should I reschedule? Because I thought I was going to get the whole shebang at once. And they're like, oh, no, we'll have to send you anyway to somewhere else. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on passing that milestone first. It's like you got your first period, but your first.
Yeah. Time. I was kind of the first for that milestone, too.
Well, awesome.
Yeah.
Amanda will probably be second. And I'll be third.
No,
just like I was
actually,
last in my period.
My doctor said I could wait. That there's starting to be a group in the medical world that are starting to change their thinking about mammograms at 40 and whether or not they are as necessary as we've previously thought. So she's like, well, you don't really have any pre-existing condition. So she's like, if you want to wait, we can wait. So I'm like, okay.
Huh.
So
cool.
I don't know when I'm going to get one.
I would just do, if your insurance covers it, I would just do it to be safe.
Yeah. But
yeah.
I don't know.
So we'll see. You might get one first. You probably
will. Even if I have to pay out of pocket. Although I guess this is the year to do all that shit since I've met my deductible already. And
oh yeah. Mm. Do it.
But the out of pocket is different than the out of network is different than the
right, because that doesn't go against your.
It's a different
different pot of money.
Lame. Yeah.
But can you find? Because actually, now would be the time to find a new OBGYN because they probably can't get you an appointment before October anyway.
Yeah. Valid point.
That's true, but I still would have to wait until then because. Your insurance covers it, or at least mine does, yearly. So my yearly physicals always have to be a year, 366 days after the previous one.
Yeah.
So I would still need to.
But I'm just saying,
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah.
Right.
Well, whatever. We'll figure it out. I have 6 months, but not really, I guess, 6 months to your point. I don't know. Anyway, happier topics, or not happier topics. I don't know. How's it going? How's life other than boobs? We talked about boobs. I don't know. I looked at flowers this weekend. I went to Duke Gardens. It was pretty.
Oh, nice.
Tulips. Lots of tulips.
Tis the season.
Yeah. Tis the season. We have, I have some in a vase on my dining table.
Nice.
I do love tulips and daffodils. All those spring flowers are just so pretty.
And they're reasonably priced. Our bodega flowers, I can get a nice thing of tulips for $10. And there's not
That's
very
awesome.
Many other flowers you can get for $10.
That's very good.
That
point.
Is true.
So
yeah.
It's a little treat. Eden and I picked them out together. I let her pick out which color she wanted.
What'd she pick?
She picked pink.
Yes.
I thought they were closed up. So I thought they were gonna be a little more magenta-y purple.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's what
I
thought they were gonna be. Mm. And she's like, I want the pink ones. And I was like, they're going to be more purple. But yeah, let's get these. But she was right. They're more pink.
Nice.
Still lovely. They're little teeny, teeny, teeny guys.
Yeah. Aw, I love that. Gosh, this is the most 40-year-old show we've ever had.
Oh,
the flowers are in bloom.
My Speaking boobs, of 40-year-old yes, white women,
yes,
I went to see Hadestown on Broadway over the weekend.
How was it?
And I went to see it because Ani DiFranco was.
Oh yeah!
What?
And she was great.
I bet
she was great. The show was That's great. Awesome. It was very exciting. I was a little too young in the 90s, I feel like, to see her perform anywhere. So it's very exciting.
So you did it. Hooray.
I did it.
So many.
In a monsoon. It was raining so hard in New York.
I heard it was raining real bad in New York.
Oh, the subways. It was like starting to flood in the subways. And
ooh.
And it was like climbing, you know, coming up the stairs and like the sort of landing from like one stairs and you kind of come around to go all the way up. And it was all flooded and you see people trying to like climb, like fling themselves over the pool of water and just like, why don't people wear rain boots? Like,
yeah.
Wear boots. Like some woman had like these like ankle Uggs, which are like really pointless shoes. Like why have those?
I mean, again, Uggs in general, pointless, not waterproof, not winter shoes. Like, what's the point?
These suede ankle shoes in like torrential rain, like you dummy.
Yeah.
Bad life choices.
Yeah.
Bad life choices. Yes.
Well, I'm so excited for you. That's awesome.
It was great. I highly recommend. It was a beautiful show. The music is great. The sets, like it was a really great, cool experience. And I highly recommend.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. Before I forget, next week we're going to be off. It's my kids' spring break. So it's our spring break. Actually, they're tracking.
Spring break.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, that is. So we're just going to, take some time off. Plus, I'm tired in general. Like, you know, I'm perpetually tired, but, you know, more tired this
year.
This
is hard. Mm. This is like the longest stretch we go without any sort of like bank holidays. So
yes.
It's like the only vacation time you take from like February to Memorial Day is like time you like PTO time. So I just feel like we get really burned out around this.
Yeah. Cause really most places don't even do like Good Friday off anymore.
Did they ever?
This is the first time our daycare is closed Good Friday and the Monday after Easter. And this is the first time they've like.
Well, cause it's timed at spring break for a lot of schools.
Yeah. But because Passover and Easter are so far away this year, New York City school system had like a real existential crisis with spring break. So it's like very strange how it's mapped out.
Yeah. My kids are off on Friday for 3 weeks. So wish me luck. That's going to be fun.
That's a lot of
weeks. It didn't go well last time. So
again, good luck.
I'm sure it'll be okay. They're going to camps and grandparents this time around. So
that's good.
Yeah,
nice.
It should be good. Tomorrow
got Good
is
Friday off. What the hell?
No, we didn't.
I mean, probably because it was a public school and that's a religious holiday. Then again, so is Christmas. But damn.
Yeah. I always got, but then again, New York is very Long Island. And New York in general, I think they're, very like cognizant of those kind of high religious holidays where
at least they're fair about it. It's like, you know, they do like, you know, the Christian holidays, the Jewish holidays, you know,
the Muslim holidays.
I think if there's a certain percentage of the population, yeah, they will. I think they base it off of like, well, I would hope they base it off of like census data.
Yeah. But I don't know anymore. Because I know that they don't, I don't believe you get the, I don't know. I don't live there anymore. It's don't have to worry about it. and Amanda will be able to tell us in like 2 years.
I mean, I can tell you now because my daycare closes based off of what New York City with DOE does. So that's why I know the spring break is weird.
Okay.
Because my daycare is closed.
It's based on the calendar. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Ours stopped doing that. It did that the first one we were at for Zach. And then when we changed daycares, they did their own calendar, which was awesome. Because if schools were closed for weather, but it was like, you know, weather where it was like nothing, they would stay open. So it was awesome. Kind of spoiled about that. Anyway, tomorrow's Jay's birthday. So that's what's going on here.
Exciting.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's the plan?
Oh, go to dinner. He's going to go to work. Yes, So that's that. Alex has piano lessons, which I moved an hour earlier, and then we'll go dinner and celebrate. And these giant balloons that are behind me.
Nice.
Very exciting.
Zach got him a Lego set. Alex made him a guitar, which is very cute.
Oh.
And we're all set.
Nice. Yeah,
good times. I don't really have a whole lot going on over here. So anything else? Otherwise, we got a lot of feedback, so we can.
We sure do. We should probably dive on in.
All right. Moving on. Shandy had selected a couple of things for us. Shandy, did you have a preference of what you thought we should do?
I mean, I think the first one that I sent, I hope it's
the
not
BuzzFeed
like,
one.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be like, I don't know.
No, you made the right choice.
Yeah, I mean, it falls into the theme we've kind of naturally found ourselves in. So yes, it makes good sense.
And I think that's why I fell upon it, because I was feeling in that mood when I was like, oh yeah, 40.
Yeah.
Milestone.
You know, but it's our podcast, guys. This is where we are in life. So okay. Deal.
and I didn't read it at all. It's like depressing or anything. I thought, you know, it's always good to take stock.
All right. Yes. You want to kick us off?
Okay. So this is from BuzzFeed. And the title is, I regret worrying so much about how my body looked, : people over 40 are sharing their regrets from their 20s and 30s. And it puts a lot of things into perspective. And that's what I'm here for, the perspective. Mm-hmm. Number one, I should have been single longer. It would have been nice to live life on my own terms for a while. An interesting one to keep in mind for anyone who's like desperately wants to be in a relationship. Number two, this one was a bit of a kick in the pants, but it'll apply to 50% of the population. So assuming my first marriage would be my last, all of my future plans hinged upon this assumption. I was incorrect and had to reset everything at age 30.
Wow.
You know what I say? If you're going to get divorced, might as well do it super young.
That's what I always say.
I mean, my goodness.
I regret not getting away from my toxic family faster or getting their tentacles of negative/unhelpful thoughts out of my head. I think that's good. There's one later on, I think, also about like toxic family and friendships, and just like at 40 being able to be like, yeah, I'm gonna prioritize what's gonna be good for me, which leads us to four, therapy. I waited till my late 30s to finally heal some deep childhood wounds, and I realized I could have avoided a lot of hardships had I gotten help sooner.
Yeah,
I will note. I will say, like when I hung out with some of my friends for my birthday in Montana, like a lot of the stories, I just noticed that everyone was sort of like referring to their like, oh well, my therapist, and it was like, wow, like many people are in therapy, which I like knew, but it was just like, yeah, a lot of people are in therapy. That's great.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't know if there's anything.
Five.
Okay.
Spending time getting over exes/staying in stupid relationships. In retrospect, there are so many people to meet. Spending time unhappy or feeling sad over breakups is such a waste of time that you don't get back.
Don't get the time back. Yeah. Again.
Like I understand feeling sad about something, but you also don't know if there's something else right around the corner for you.
Exactly. Not traveling more when you're younger, discovering other cultures, making new friends, and getting fresh insights can all be accomplished through traveling. Very, very true.
Yes. So the hard thing with traveling is like you have the time to do it when you're young, but you don't always have the money to do it when you're young.
Yeah.
It's like this really difficult push-pull.
For sure. And there's one in like a later one of these things in the list that's like, you know, reaching out to your friends and family, like, you know, you'd be surprised who will support your, you know, basically like projects or desire to travel. And it's like, I don't know what kind of privilege whoever wrote this is coming from, but like my family is not going to be funding my travels.
No. Right?
No.
But thanks for the idea. But yes, that is.
You know, this day and age, you can have a GoFundMe for just about anything.
You truly can. That's right.
You can. And maybe some people will
Good job. Or if you start like a YouTube channel on your travels or a blog, I guess blogs are about 20 years ago, but if you started like a YouTube channel
or like a
TikTok. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could have that's another way of crowdfunding your vacations. You just have to pay tax on that when you get the good old 1099 MISC at the end of the year. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Sorry. Yeah. Indeed. But I think it's never too late to try to travel more.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. More complicated, but you have more money when you're older. Yes.
That is, all of that is very true.
Yes. And I would say that if you are not in the position or to financially be able to travel, go out and make friends with, I mean, the internet is basically like the world at your fingertips. Make friends with people who are different than you and talk to them about their experiences, learn about their culture. Like, you know,
yeah,
don't go live in an echo chamber of whatever shitty people.
Definitely. And also, like, if you can't afford to travel abroad, then also like valuing traveling even like within the US.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to see. I like number 7. I wish I had understood that it was okay to experiment sexually. I thought I had to be sure about my orientation, and BuzzFeed just covered that with an ad.
And about the individual, I didn't know that I could just try.
Yeah.
I think that's something that Gen Z has definitely figured out.
Yeah. Like, yeah. We take things way too seriously. Yeah, as somebody who regrets going to college, which like I agree that college is not for everyone, this person went just because they were supposed to, got an IT degree just because they like computers, worked at a job for like 16 years, they got laid off in 2009 and started their own business. I do have to say though, like that degree and the expertise that they gained working at that job for 16 years, like probably was a big contributing factor to them like opening right. up their successful business. Right. But just saying, it's true that college is not for everyone. But,
yes.
Yeah. I sort of love number 9 too. I regret not staying sober more. Partying is great, but everything in moderation. I regret not trying to get into my career field earlier. I regret not doing what I wanted because I cared what insignificant people thought of me. I also regret not using sunblock more. Most of all, though, I regret not listening to people with more experience than me. I'm 48. I have a good life, but I could have a better slash more financially secure life. One thing I don't regret is my choice to not have kids. Most folks go through a will I regret it if I don't phase, but you won't. I'm very happy I did not have kids, seeing where all my friends are now. Okay, when I started reading that, I thought it was just the partying thing.
Yeah, that one really went on a journey. They had like a lot of things to say.
Uh-huh.
That's somebody that's definitely been through therapy. Yes.
Yeah.
And that was like their homework. Their therapist said, okay, go home and write out all the things that you learned today.
I love this. Not because I actually don't regret how much I partied in college and et cetera, and grad school too.
I don't either.
I have very fond memories of that time in my life, and it was super fun. But I think like for me, reading something like that, it just reaffirms that like now in the time of my life that I am, I really like, I feel fine that I don't want to do that anymore. Like, does that make sense?
Yes. I done did all the partying I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that.
And I'm totally fine with that. And every now and then when lightning strikes and you're just like, you know, I don't know, everything is like at a Raleigh meetup, for example,
yeah,
perhaps when you may have too many tequila shots with one David Gott and feel like you're going to die the next day. But it's, you know, yeah, it's one of those things that it is more fun now in moderation.
Yes. I agree. With each decade, it's like a little more moderation.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You remember that time that I thought that I could party until 2 a.m. at the RHAP party, and then I was hungover for like 6 hours after that? That was a mistake.
That was such a hard day the next day. But we had so much fun, Colleen. We had a great night. That was really fun.
We would have gone to bed 2 hours earlier if it wasn't for the Uber that we called an hour earlier.
It's true. It's true.
That was a moment though. That was like a, that was a moment for me where I was mm-hmm. like, wow, I can't just go do this anymore.
Yeah. And like function the next day. Like that's, ooh, yeah. Nope. Number 10, I think is very important. Not making more friends or staying in touch with old friends. It gets so much harder as you get older. And that's why, like, I don't see this as like a big list of regrets. I see this as more like a things to keep in mind moving forward. Cause like, now is the time to cultivate those friendships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I regret worrying so much about how my body looked.
I suppose. I kind of like, I don't know. I suppose so. Now I don't really worry about my body so much anymore. I worry about my face. I've like been like, oh, I got wrinkles here and here. A little bit perpetually puffy like here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The white hairs. I noticed a whole clump of them.
The white hairs.
In the ponytail. And
the crown of the head is where they mm-hmm. like to grow. Yeah.
Damn near had an existential crisis.
I'm sorry.
Did you ever finish Broad City, Amanda?
No.
There's a great episode with white hair. A white hair.
Oh my God. Yes, there is.
Yeah. The witches, the witch episode. It's just all around wonderful.
Yeah. I'll try.
Yeah. Or just go watch that episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could just watch that episode. Where is it streaming? Hulu still? Hulu?
I don't know. It's been a while since I've just randomly comfort watched it.
Let's see. Where is it streaming? It's on Hulu and Paramount Plus.
Not going to do Paramount, but I do have Hulu.
There you go.
I'll add it to the list. I feel like we recently checked our accounts. So now it doesn't, like the algorithm doesn't know me yet.
Same thing here. My Hulu's all off because whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we like bundled some things. And then because we switched to T-Mobile, we now get like ad supported Netflix for free. So I canceled my old one. So it's still like, it's still.
Yeah. It's all messed up.
It's like, none of it knows who I am anymore. Just like, oh. Algorithm. Oh.
Yeah. No, I get you with the white hair though. Cause that,
That's a bummer. That's okay.
Yeah. It's okay. I do get the body one. Cause it's like, I feel like we are the most aware of the most self-conscious about our body when like our body is in its best.
Yeah.
Potential for its best possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shape. Yeah. And it's just, I think I value my body so much more now. Like I put so much more attention and care.
No, I used to put more attention and care than I do now. I should treat my body better. Or I should take better care of it. Like I try, but I'm tired.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I just like, I exercise more efficiently now than I did before. Yeah. Like, you know, it's not that I'm like exercising more. I'm just exercising more efficiently. And like, I'm stronger now than like I was. And I think that's more fun to just be like, I actually have muscles. It's not that I'm skinny. It's that I have muscles.
Yeah. And that's so important as we get older.
Yeah.
Oh, I still exercise like 5 days a week. Don't get me wrong. I don't think I do it as efficiently. It's more like a sanity of just like making sure I move around a little bit,
which is super important.
Whatever.
Every little bit.
Yeah.
I like number 13. Not saying no in relationships. Do I want to have brunch with your mom and sister while my friends have Sunday fun day in the park? Do I want to see a coffee house backyard Shakespeare production in February? Always says yes to be nice, but I hate it every minute. In the end, yes, I was the wrong person with the wrong person, but I'm not saying don't be supportive when called, and I'm not saying don't be supportive when it called for, but things like that subconsciously build resentment. Trust yourself, or in my case, realize you're not with the right person or the right one when the right one comes along. It's so nice to be on the same page almost all the time.
I was going to say those feel very specific.
Yes. And I don't know. So both of them sounded pretty fun.
Uh-huh. No, it's true.
Yeah, can always yuck on someone else's yum. Is all I'm saying.
Shakespeare in February outside? Sure.
I mean, it's depends. Just so weird. I'm curious.
If it's North Carolina,
yeah,
fine.
I don't know. Shakespeare in general sounds like stick my eye in a something. What, I don't know
which play. Some of them are much more enjoyable than others. Yeah. You know, if it's like Richard III outside then in February, like, oh, I'll probably pass. But if it's like The Tempest, like, oh, that's pretty cool. That could be pretty fun. I would do that.
To be fair, Richard III, you'd pass any time.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's a lot.
It's pretty extra.
Yeah, it's a lot. not my choice.
Well, thank you, Shandy. Yeah. No. Any more? Sorry.
Oh, just one for for you ladies. Not for you, like specifically, but just because you have kids. I wish I didn't work so much and spent more time doing things with my kids while they were little. I was so busy trying to make money that I missed out on a lot of milestones. They're grown up now and I can't go back and get those years with them. We are very close and I spend as much time as I can with them now since I'm retired, but it's not the same. It's like that song, Cats in the Cradle.
Yes. Well, I guess moving down to 17, there's one very similar, but presents, gift and experience and build memories with loved ones. Your kids will remember concert or vacation long after you're gone. This is like constantly my struggle. Mm. Like Jay is very much like, oh, you want this? Let's buy it. And I'm like, no, we want to take them to see Aunt Christie in London. We want to do this. We want to do that. I don't think that we need to buy. Well, it's only a dollar at the flea market. I'm like, but they don't need more shit.
Yes. Thank you. Oh my God. Frank's the same way. Buying stuff for kids, but just like buying stuff in general. And I'm like, but do we need it? It's like more stuff.
Yes. Like Alex was upset because he just got all this. He went birthday shopping with Jack and Cindy last weekend. And because they do like a weekend with each kid or whatever. And he came home with a bunch of stuff and he played with it. And all of a sudden, he wants more stuff. And Jay was like, well, let's make a deal. If you get all blah, blah, blah at school and you behave, then we can get you this. And I was like, no, because we just got this stuff that now we're not going to play with anymore.
Yeah.
Just sits in a fucking pile in the corner.
Yeah.
And I'm the bad guy when I don't sell it on Marketplace fast enough or they catch it being sold somewhere. We don't need it. I don't care if it was for free. We don't need the shit.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. I definitely feel all about experiences. Truly. Yeah. You remember that shit. Anyway, this one continues. Also for parents to be, open an email account for your newborn child and send the account pictures you take with your phone when they graduate high school or get married. Give them the password. I actually did do email addresses for both of them.
Oh.
And I never sent anything to
I have a notebook that I write.
I do too. I keep up with. But
it's like big landmark things. Every birthday, I write a little note in it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
When she goes to college, I'm leave it in her dorm room when we're on the way out.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know when I'm gonna give mine, but I do it too. I do it on landmarks, birthday, graduation. Or just random special things that might happen. Like with Alex has a piano recital, you did your first piano recital today. Great job. I'm so proud. I'll do something like that. But also I definitely remember last year before we went to Germany, how freaked out I was about leaving them. I was in this total panic and I had all these what if scenarios. I actually wrote them both letters. You don't come home, we love you. And I did those. I wrote them letters in those little books to be if you're finding this and I'm dead.
So
that's why I'm
did you rip those pages out of the book or are they still in there?
No, they're still in there. It's all part of the experience. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're moments in time.
I like that.
For both of us.
Yep.
Apparently. I don't know. Anyway. Okay. Shandy, good find. Thank you. Yeah. If anybody has anything to add to this, let us know. thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or give us a call 331-276-2373 or leave it in the Facebook group. Okay. Let's take a quick break because when we come back, from our This Is 40 show. We finally got one. We finally got a This Is 40 show. We will do feedback. And we got lots of it. So buckle in. All right. We are back. And we are ready to get into the feedback. We got a bunch today. Hooray. The first bit is from the Facebook group. Randy says, so this was in regards to Poor Things. Randy said that Poor Things was his end of year top 10 movie list. It was number 5.
Nice.
We've got a fan. One through four was.
Indeed. Yes, please do. Randy, write us back with the whole list. I actually want to know 1 through 10.
That's true.
Yeah.
Me too.
Because we do actually have some more feedback about that later with from John, the retired guy. Indeed. But we'll get to that. Jessica asked if anybody has watched Quiet on Set documentary from on Nickelodeon. It's about Nickelodeon. It's not airing on Nickelodeon.
Right.
She says, I won't say much, but it's heartbreaking and Hollywood sucks. I don't know why any parent would allow their kid to go into that business.
Yeah. For the money. It's been like fairly heavily advertised to me it's coming up in my algorithm. Sure I eventually will, but I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, same, but I can't remember like which platform it's on. I know I've seen it's right there front and center. Okay, right, because I am watching Girls Five Ever. So
yes.
Oh,
I started that over too. Yeah. Right.
That's basically all the algorithm has to go on.
It's a good place to start.
Yeah, that is totally. A good place to start. I'm reinventing myself on Netflix.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I'm waiting for it all to come out at once because I feel like it's going to be somewhat disturbing. And if I stop and then I have to wait a week for it to come out, I don't know if I will go back to it.
So wait, it's a series? Yeah. I thought it was just like a one-off documentary.
I believe it's a 4-part series. And today they announced that there was going to be a special or bonus one. Sorry, I've got a cat climbing up the chair behind me.
You sure do.
She's been practicing her jumping. She can get pretty high now. She jumps and grabs with her claws the shades, curtains by the sliding glass door in my bedroom. And there's holes all over it now. It looks like Swiss cheese.
Oh,
it's awful. But you know what? She's on the couch.
She's like, but it's so cute. Stuff.
She's so cute.
She's a beauty. Yes. So I'm going to watch it when it's all caught up.
Okay.
Or whatever. Yeah. I think it might be done now, or there might, like I said, I saw today that they're going to do a special one, like a bonus episode. So we'll see. But yeah, I know it's pretty fucked up. Rumors of the Dan Schneider and Nickelodeon sets have been going around for forever. And then Jeanette McCurdy spoke out about it, her experience in her book that came out like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Amanda Bynes, I mean, that girl was clearly sexually assaulted in some and beyond in whatever capacity for her poor soul. She's alleged that there'd been some pretty shitty things that happened to her. So, yeah. It's funny because, not funny at all, actually, but it's almost like nowadays parents kind of like try to make their kids be like YouTube stars. When Jay was when he was at the Ghostbusters premiere, he was doing the camera for his friend's channel. And there was this kid who was like 6 years old, who was there interviewing the cast. And they interviewed the kid because he was like really adorable, but like even like he was having trouble pronouncing words and it was like, I'm sorry, I can't pronounce this yet. And like they said that his dad was kind of like just a dick like there. And like we went to his channel and it's like his siblings' YouTube channel and they're like parents like stage manage the whole thing. And Zachary used to watch those unboxing videos that the kids used to do back in the day. And we put a stop to that at some point because we were like, this feels like exploitative. Like, this isn't really that cute.
No,
But like, it's just, it's like a whole different level of exploiting your kids. Like, is it even so worse weird. If you do it yourself? Like,
Yeah.
Because then there's this guise of like, well, we have the control. Like, we're not.
But you don't because you're still, your kid's still making money for you and you still can't be right by them because you're afraid that you'll lose that money.
Just like let them have a childhood. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Anyway. Yeah. So Jess, your answer is yes. And if you guys ever watch it, we could talk about it. It probably will be similar to the time that we talked about the Michael Jackson documentary.
For real. Yeah, but I'm definitely, I'll watch it eventually, for sure. Yeah.
Moving on, Matt says, so is this going to be the next assignment? a woman turns into a chicken nugget. There are 10 half-hour episodes. It's a Netflix series called Chicken Nugget.
Nope.
A crispy fried comedy fresh out of the fryer. Is this real?
No. Hard pass.
Is this April 1st yet?
Right. Well, it says March 15th.
No, this can't be real. I mean, it says it, yes.
So it reminded me of the movie with the tire.
It's real. It's a mystery. It only has
is a mystery.
It only has it does not have good reviews. It's
no, I can't imagine reviews. It would.
Was that part of the point, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like you don't make a content like that being like, this is gonna be great. This is gonna get me my Oscar.
Change cinematography. Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna be a landmark piece
of good.
Art.
Yeah, this looks awful and I'm not going to watch it. The end.
Yeah.
But you could watch it, Matt.
And let us know.
I guess. Yeah. Okay. We can move into the emails. We have two emails from John, which we'll read sequentially. And then an email from Maggie, an email from Greg, and an email from Andy.
Oh, my word. So many
emails. All right. Well, I can start with... John, the retired guy, he wrote in. So this was last week. He wrote in, "Hey Broads, long time no listen. I'll try and do better, but life happened. I have been able to watch the Arcad live on Thursdays, but they're trying to get rid of me and / vote me off. They also don't care about the listeners. You know what, John? You should just listen to the broadcast more and the Arcad less. Just
a suggestion.
Just a suggestion, yeah. John continues, "Glad I caught the latest episode about the Oscars. We haven't been to a movie theater since before COVID. It's just easier for us to stream things nowadays. Kim and I watched the Barbie movie together. We didn't love it, but we didn't hate it either. For us, it was just okay. Maybe because we're older now, maybe we just aren't the target audience. Glad we watched it though. We also both watched Oppenheimer together and thought it was great. Interesting story and well done. I can see why it won Best Picture. We watched the Oscars together too. Now comes my wonderment. Since the Oscars ended at 8:30 our time, I had time to watch something that night. Kim went in back to watch her stuff on YouTube and I decided to watch Poor Things by myself. It was nominated for Best Picture and Emma Stone won the Oscar for her performance. It should be decent, right? Unfortunately for me, I thought it was the stupidest and most ridiculous movie I've seen in years. The whole premise of switching a brain and then Frankensteining her back to life with a baby's brain, really? I kept waiting for it to get better, but it just got worse. Seems to me they put a bunch of big-name actors in a movie and hoped for the best. Am I missing something here? Maybe I'm just not picking up what message or vibe was supposed to be conveyed to the viewer. I like Emma Stone, but she grunted for 2+ hours, and that was award-winning. She did not grunt.
No, that's
did she have lines in it?
Exaggeration.
Yes.
She had a lot of words.
Son of Baxter.
Okay.
John continues, Kim laughed when I told her about the movie and thought it was funny. I got so upset it was so bad. Anyway, we also went to see the touring production of Chicago the Musical in San Jose. We both loved the movie and thought the show was fantastic all around. It was on our bucket list. Last one is Hamilton on stage. Well, I will try to keep current with the show now. Hope you are all doing well and take care. John, the retired guy." And then he wrote in, after hearing our last episode, he wrote in, "John, the retired guy." Email says, "Poor movie. Hey, Broads. Last week's show was the second one in a row I have been able to catch up on."
Yeah, see, the Ramblecast lost is our gain.
Yeah.
Come over to this side. We got 40-year-old ladies here.
Exactly. Mammograms.
Yep.
Just, you know. Handing them out like candy. And
exciting stuff.
Yes. John says, "I can't watch Irish Wish because I canceled Netflix in November. And when they raise their price again." John, you're not missing anything.
Yeah, you're fine.
"I'll pick it up in a few months and catch up with some stuff before suspending it again. After listening and hearing the Broad's review of Poor Things, I started thinking, maybe I missed something. I'm not interested in college basketball, so I had a free night and decided to give Poor Things another try. I got about a half hour in and just couldn't watch anymore. It's just horrible, completely stupid. Baby's brain in an adult. I just can't watch it anymore. Maybe it's just me. I also hated Everything Everywhere All at Once from last year.
Oh,
I know. I cut bait and decided to do a rewatch of Taylor Swift's and the Eras tour on Disney Plus. I watched it last week, only knowing a couple of her songs, and thoroughly enjoyed the whole thing. Great production, great overall performance, talented young lady. This from a 56-year-old Gen Xer. As Taylor sang about me and poor things, we are never getting back together. Take care, Bronze. Always love the show, John, the retired guy. John, I'm happy that you like Taylor Swift Coops. When you started saying that you disliked Poor Things, you disliked Everything Everywhere All at Once. If you would have also disliked Taylor Swift, then I would say there's a common denominator, and these are all like female run stories. But you did like Taylor Swift, so I'm not going to say that. The Poor Things is just really good. And it's true that like Frankenstein-y, like that's not a new concept. But the way that they did it was really great. And her coming into her like adult body is just like, I don't know. It's such like a metaphor, not even a metaphor, because it's like fairly like literal.
Like it's an exploration.
Coming of age and women like, you know, becoming, you know, like discovering their bodies and discovering themselves as an individual out in the world. And yeah, it's just, it was really good.
Yeah.
And Emma's performance is amazing.
So like I said, I've heard mixed things about Poor Things. Really? I feel like those artsy types of movies are not always everybody's jam. And that was, is am I correct to assume that's more of like an artsy type of movie?
Well, I guess, but you don't need to be like a film snob to like it. You know?
No, I know.
It's certainly a highly stylized.
Quirky. What about quirky? Is it quirky?
I mean, you could say that. I would say it's a highly stylized. Like this filmmaker has a very specific vision and aesthetic. But like Wes Anderson has a very specific aesthetic.
But his movies aren't for everybody either.
Right. And I don't. Yeah. Think that like that's necessarily a bad thing. I don't think art has to be for everyone.
Exactly. Like, that was what I was getting
about
at,
it. Yeah. Is like you can like everything has an audience. And if there's any like silver lining of like, you know, streaming and just like the million places to watch a million different things, is that like there is something out there that appeals to you. And it might not appeal to me. And like that's fine because there is something else out there that does appeal to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But thank you, John, for giving it a second try. I appreciate that. You tried again.
It's funny.
You gave it the old college try.
I respect that.
And I'm glad that you landed on Taylor Swift.
Zach
and I watched the first half of the concert. So we watched an hour and 40 minutes, and there was still like an hour and 50 minutes left. I was like, oh my God, this is very long.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was awesome in person, but like that was very long. It's good though, but we stopped like I said midway through because we were like, okay, attention span. But I was talking, Jay's dad was visiting from the West Coast this weekend, and he was saying, you know, he hadn't watched Barbie and Oppenheimer yet, but they had watched Poor Things, and you know, he liked it, but you know, he was kind of like, yeah, I liked it, she did a good job, but like I don't know if I would be like, go see that movie, like it was great. But he also said that they watched the Taylor Swift Eras tour and they loved it, he and his wife. Like, it was so good. I'm not as familiar with her music, but, you know, now I he's like, we were trying to look up, like, what song was about what boyfriend? Like, since two 68-year-olds online be like, all too well.
That's really funny.
Yeah. So I was like, well, why don't you just name me an album and I'll tell you who it was about. He's like, the one with the snakes. And I was like, Kim and Kanye with a little bit of Hiddleston thrown in. right? Isn't that? Because that's the anyway, whatever. They were naming things and I was trying
again,
to.
Yeah.
Like, anyway.
Art not for everyone. Taylor Swift's not really for me. So
there you go. Okay, but I did rewatch. Now I've seen Barbie twice in the last 2 weeks, actually.
Nice.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, we watched it with the kids. They wanted to watch it last week and they loved it. Zachary, nice. Especially.
Nice.
Yeah. And
there's a lot that would appeal to, you know, a kid.
Yeah. And then Jerry really liked it too. And then we watched Oppenheimer over the course of 2 days though, because yeah, you know, 3-hour movie. Yeah. So good times. Thanks, John. Again, next up, we have an email from Maggie.
All right. Tipping etiquette. Hey, I meant to send this earlier, an interesting conversation about tipping. I tip 10% when I pick up my food. Here is the wage tracker link. And so there's...
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
So it looks like it was a Life Kit Plus episode about tipping. And she puts a link in. New rules, tipping etiquette, tipping requests are on the rise.
Businesses to ask for a tip, like fast food joints are now asking for one. Here's how to deal with unexpected requests and more.
Yeah. But I like the wage tracker that she...
Yes, that was very useful because I honestly did not realize... This is the first time I've lived in a state where it's somehow legal to not pay people minimum wage if they're in a tipped job. Which I remember first hearing about like a while ago, but again, it was like in faraway places and I've never actually been in one of those places. And now I am. And I'm just like,
oh, wow.
Again,
I
like,
didn't even
realize. How is it legal?
I just clicked on the thing and I clicked on California and saw that. I had no idea that there were states that didn't do that. Like, I just thought that what happens here is what happens everywhere. Yeah, look at that.
No, even like Montana's not like
Montana,
that.
Montana,
like,
Washington.
A place that would try to fuck you over like that, like, could be potential. Although Montana had like some great things going for it before people turned it to shit. But yeah. Cause it's you'll notice that it's a lot like in the South where
yeah.
I mean, I think I've like gone on this rant before, but I tipping culture, it has got to a point that I just really hate it, and people should just pay their workers a living wage.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we've talked about this. I think
a debate we need to have.
Yeah. But we won't. We're too busy.
And like, I will pay more for my food if it means that the server is getting a living wage. But I resent that I'm supposed to tip to pick up food. So like, Maggie, that's very nice of you. 10% when you pick up your food. During COVID, I tipped like 20% when I would get takeout because it was like this moment of solidarity. Yeah. But I'm also not like a money bags. And right. There's literally no service if I'm picking up takeout. So I stopped tipping and maybe I'm an asshole. Maybe I should do an Am I the Asshole? but I generally don't tip anymore when I like pick up for takeout. There's no service. Yeah. Sorry.
No, I get it. Because we talked about, was it the Am I the Asshole is the reason why we talked about it a month or so ago? That, as a result of our discussion then, I actually, like, you know, don't feel as bad if, you know, I'm picking up, like, you know, takeout coffee or something. Not that I do that, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel as bad not doing like 20%. Like, I did start carrying singles to throw, like, you know,
in the tip jar.
Singles in the little tip jar.
Yeah.
As well.
Nice. And like, I mean, the other, now it's like, now I have this moral conundrum of like, I didn't realize that I was living in a place where people who are in a tipped job earn like $2 in some sense an hour. Again, how is that legal? So if I'm picking up my takeout, like, and these poor people, but that still the job is categorized like that, but I should not have to pay your wages, your workers' wages.
Yeah. Your workers' wages. Yeah.
Fuck.
And like, let's think about it. Like, that's why tipping exists in the first place.
Yeah.
It's like, that's how the system came into, into existence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and why Americans tip in a way that like no other country does.
I know, it's like super over the top. In France, if you go to like, if you have like a nice meal at a restaurant, it, you know, and it's like a pretty big order, like if you want, you can leave like €2. That's like, that's considered nice. Now, those workers are making a living wage. They have universal health care and 5 weeks of paid vacation, even if they work at McDonald's. So there's that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Maggie, so much. If anybody wants to contribute to the tipping conversation, always looking to discuss this too. All right. Our next email is from Greg. And Greg says, hello, Amanda, Shani, and Colleen. Hope you're all doing well. Happy Easter weekend to all who celebrate. I had fallen behind a few weeks and was playing catch up this past weekend. This is in response to episode 832. You listed off some weird, wild movies, and I wanted to respond to this. I've seen as well as maybe provide a correction to one. I'm going to stay light on spoilers. Excellent. he starts with Rubber. I only saw this one 2 years ago, and despite the plot sounding unique enough to stand out in my memory, I had already forgotten the entire movie. Fair enough. I read the plot synopsis on Wikipedia. It does sound familiar, given how little an impact a movie about a killer tire made. I can't say I recommend it.
Fair enough,
yeah. And then the next one is Super, as in Super Official Trailer. This one I can recommend, as I actually remember it. The comparison to The Boys doesn't really fit here. The heroes do not have any superpowers. Their take on superhero movies is that a normal guy snaps and believes he can be a hero in everyday life and pursue justice. The crimes are as simple as cutting someone in line. This leads to our hero bashing the other person's head in with metal tool. Oh my God.
Oh my.
The movie is pretty dark. I thought it was good, but it has been over 10 years since I watched it. Huh. I also tend to enjoy James Gunn in general, so that should give you some idea on the tone here. Next one is Dies at the End. Okay, yikes. Another one that I've mostly forgotten about after seeing it in 2022. Honestly, I have nothing else to add. Troll Hunter. This one was interesting. It's set up as a documentary and has a slower pace at first. Things kick off when our cast finds out the truth behind alleged trolls. I think they did a good job of making it feel real and how they shot and scripted it. A good one to check out. And finally, we have Upgrade. Okay, this is the correction one. When you read that it was a Tom Hardy and Brian De Palma film, however, neither have a film titled Upgrade. There is an Upgrade that would fit in with these films, and that stars Logan Marshall Green, who looks similar to Tom Hardy, but it is directed by Lee Whannell. Assuming this is the movie that was meant to be mentioned, this is my favorite of the bunch. It's made really well with some cool camera work. One of my favorite things is the ending, but I don't want to spoil anything. I'll just say... It's okay. Zachary's just walked in. It's 10 o'clock. You should be upstairs in bed.
Hi, Vivian.
Okay. Go up in bed. I'll just say it's non-conventional. The basic premise is our lead is in an accident early in the film and left a quadriplegic. Ultimately, he is offered to have a chip implanted in him that would allow him to walk again. The titular.
Got it.
Okay. So that's it for now. Have a great week. Peace.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
That's how many obscure movies Greg has seen.
I know.
Impressive. Awesome. I was expecting like two or three. And it was like, oh no. Oh, it keeps going.
Damn. All right. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. What is happening over there?
Something cat related. Mm-hmm. She's so cute.
So tiny.
Yeah.
I was kicking all the distractions out of the office.
Zachary, shut up. He's so tall. Yeah.
He's grown like 4 inches in the last year.
Crazy. Wow. Yeah, I believe it. He's huge.
Yeah.
He's so tall.
Yeah. He doesn't fit into any of the clothes that he got at Christmas.
Oh no.
Wow.
Growing that fast becomes very annoying.
Yeah. Thank you, Greg. Thanks, Greg. If you have any other ones to recommend that weren't on that list, I don't know if we'll watch it, but somebody out there might.
Yeah.
I'm being honest. All right. And then let's finish up with an email from Andy and we'll do the match what she said.
All right. So Andy writes, in this work week in Andy's virginity, hey, broads. So I spent some time today shadowing a person as she showed me a little of what this new position entails. It looks mostly doable or learnable, but I'm still pretty nervous about the whole thing. Even though this isn't a huge change, it's getting my anxiety up. Not much else to report about it right now, but I will keep you posted. Going back to a question you asked, I think it was 2 episodes ago, whether it would be better to have a great love that only lasts a year or to never have a great love. I think I may choose the former, but that's because I obviously haven't had it so far. Although I can also imagine a Twilight Zone twist where the love only lasts a year because it is the last year of either one or both of our lives. That would be extra rough, but could make a good tearjerker if it were a movie. Thankfully, real life isn't one of those questions. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy. Oh, damn.
Yeah. Andy, bringing it.
Yeah, wow. It definitely could. And also congrats on shadowing the person and just like give yourself some grace. It's going to take some time. I know starting a new position is always nerve wracking. And I just like when it's me, I'm always just thinking about like, okay, like, in like, you know, in a month, this is going to be much easier. And like, I'll know everyone and I'll know most things. And so just know that it's not always going to be like that.
Yep.
Exactly. Try to work.
Know everything in the first day.
Yeah,
exactly. And try to work your way through it. Just, you know, these feelings will pass. It will soon enough. It will be just as second nature as the other job was.
Exactly.
But you were in that other one for several years. So, yeah. It's just change. It's just change, and change is okay.
Yes. And sometimes even good.
Exactly.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let us know how it goes.
Yeah. Yes. Let us know how it goes. All right. And then I think we're going to finish up with a mass, what she said.
All right. They're usually out by the end of April.
It was the first day it would have been out because it had been 70 all weekend.
The snakes are going to come.
Ooh.
The snakes are going to come.
That is where they're going to come. And that's where they're going to come at the beginning of the season.
I don't want to add more snakes.
I heard that O is really good. When did we talk about that? That's
with the Cirque du Soleil.
Oh,
I did. Yeah. I did hear that. Oh, it's really good. And I'd like to see it myself. Could you fake that?
I trust your assessment. I will pass.
You can ride it on a flat surface.
The momentum really helps.
She was very stiff in the beginning.
Then we had the big whatever at the end. This feels like say a sentence and like complete the story.
Right? You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
She's moving around now. She's on the go.
We'll get it either way.
It's slightly angled or whatever.
Or whatever.
Whatever. Thank you, Matt, as always. We appreciate it.
Yes. It's a good crop.
It was
a good crop. Funny. Much very better funny than last week when we were not very funny.
Yeah.
A lot of snake talk.
A lot of snakes. Oh.
That's very true. Anyway. I think that's about it for us. We're about to enter broad spring break. Woo!
Right.
Yay.
Pleasure, ladies, as always. See you in April. Have a good April Fools and all that.
Oh my God. All right. Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, you know. Wish me luck with kids being at home and all.
Oh my God, good luck.
It'll be great. It'll be great. They're going to be at camp. They're going to be with grandparents. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Yes. You have a kitten.
We're
now.
All going to...
You
we're,
all
gonna
be,
we're all going to be in New York for part of next week. And then, well, the three of us will be in New York for part of next week. Then they'll be at camp the following week. And then for part of the following week, they'll be with Jack and Cindy for a few days. So keeping it interesting this time.
Nice,
so nobody
nice
can get bored.
Good plan.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, thanks everybody for listening. I hope, happy Easter to those who celebrate. Happy weekend to everybody else.
To those who celebrate.
To those who celebrate the weekend. on that note, though, thanks, everyone. If you have any feedback, broadcasters3@gmail.com or give us a call, 331-276-2373. Thank you to the patrons, especially the ones that contribute a certain level. And that would be Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Poopy Head Mailman. Thanks, guys, so much. If you'd like to become a patron, patreon.com/JandJack. The Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy is back. Rumblecast After Dark. Unless if you're John, just stay with us. and of course, Survivor with Jamie, Jack, and Colleen. I really hope this season of Survivor picks up from here on out. Shandy, are you caught up?
I am caught up.
Oh, it's been painful, Amanda. It's been so painful.
Because it's boring?
It's kind of how all of the seasons start now, just because of the way that they are doing it.
The tribes are broken up into three, and there's always one tribe of six people that gets decimated. And we have to sit there and see week after week of their sob stories. And this season, there's a guy who, sure, he's a very sweet soul, but he wasn't made for the game. And we're in episode, we've had four episodes now. And three of the four were basically of him crying, like that he thought he was going to go home, crying about this, crying about that. I mean, it was just cringe after a while. Did you know, Shandy, I saw on Twitter that in four episodes, he got 36 confessionals, which is more confessionals than a lot of the winners have gotten in their season overall.
Wow. Especially if the winners are women.
Yeah, that is how much this gentleman has been crying all over the place.
He won the hearts of the producers. They loved the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Well, because he's probably good.
Well,
TV.
You know what? He did say, but he was not good TV because everybody was sick of him by the end. But I think
by the end,
like,
I was ready for him to go. But I did like him. I
did too. Like, sweet soul, but so much crying. And and Amanda, the seasons are shorter now. So he was only out there for like 7 days.
So they do it shorter to save money?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Which I wish they would go back to the longer formats. I think a longer seasons were where to go, but whatever. We're better at least, but I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm glad though that now hopefully we can see more Survivor starting next week. I want to know what the other people are up to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Check that out. If you have any interest in talking about Survivor, we are generally, live 15 minutes after the show finishes airing on the East Coast. I'm sure there'll be episodes here and there where we have to go on Thursday instead. But yeah, that's the general record time. I have a cat scratching at the door trying to get in behind me. I have already evicted her once because she was trying to eat my plant. Cool. So anyway.
She hears you talking. She's like, what? You keep talking to me, but you won't open the door.
I know, and I'm not going to.
I have a chair to scale.
Anyway, all right, everyone, on that note, happy end of March, happy April. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.